Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be the Light with your host, Alania Starhawk, where together we expand our awareness to know that we are the light of change, of inspiration, of peace, and of love.
What is it? Blessings. Blessings to each of you, my brothers and sisters. I am Alania Starhawk. I welcome you here this evening, uniting with me heart to heart, soul to soul, feeling our breaths connect to each other so that we may remember the beauty that is, the truth that is, the love that is ever flowing. Today is such a special day. It is the winter solstice. It is that moment of power with where each of us as light workers begin to step into the light, where we begin to remember that the light is growing within and growing without, where we begin to step into our own power and potential, beginning to imagine what that means, what that represents in our very real world each day. We're each stepping into that greater truth of trusting, believing that we are so much greater than we imagine ourselves to be. We're beginning to see the impact that we have on our lives, on all that takes place each day. We're beginning to notice that our thoughts, our positive thoughts, bring change in our world. We are beginning to find such peace in the beauty that naturally flows. So we're beginning to let go of the resistance that sometimes holds us back from welcoming in our greatest joy. That's what today is truly about. We can use all the words in the world to build on that and expand on that knowing, and we will today. We will open the doors that you really begin to feel that truth within yourself. But please know that today, stepping into the winter solstice, is about stepping into an expansion within yourself, reminding you that you have that growing power within that you may use as you choose. You may direct it out into universal expanse, beginning to create for yourself as you choose. You are the creator and you are the creation. You are the dreamer and you are the dream. We are the ones walking in harmony, alignment, and power with universal source, with God light, with all that is love. So I welcome you here today, each and every one of you who are joining me here online in this moment live. And for those who are accessing the broadcast in archive, I love and honor each of you for the brave paths that you've walked, part of any awakening, that moment of expansion. It's so important to acknowledge that we have lived, experienced, lived, created the best that we are able to. We wake up each morning with a prayer in our heart to do the best we can, to be the best we can each day. And sometimes everything works out exactly as we would like it to. And sometimes we're a little bit challenged and the world, you know, throws us a curveball. But aren't you tired of discerning how or deciding or, you know, really accepting how joyful your life is according to what's coming at you? Isn't it time that you begin to recognize that your choices, the way that you react to anything that happens in your life, is what creates your actual reality? Life will continue to happen, and I mean this very sincerely. When I'm in meditation, when I'm with my guides and guardians, And I'm working on expanding to this great level of peace within my spirit. And my guides, because they do have a sense of humor, look at me and say, don't forget, life will still happen. You know, we believe that we're working on ourselves to get to this ideal place of, let's say, perceived perfection, where nothing goes wrong, no dish ever falls and cracks, no, nobody trips into us each day, and the sky never opens to, you know, bring lightning down. But seriously, life will continue to make you into the powerful being you have the potential to be, is the way that you react to the way that life presents itself to you. You know, I wasn't going to tell this, but I will tell this because it's comical. I've been very rushed this holiday season. I'm sure most of you are, or many of you. If you're wiser than me, congratulations, I honor you. But I've been rushed making sure that I have everything in place, making sure that I'm honoring all of my responsibilities and my attention is going everywhere it needs to go. And I really did put all that to the side when I got in the car the other day for a very long road trip. And I'm up here in New York City right now, and I'm sitting outside under this, well, somewhat cloudy sky, but there's a moon peeking through. It's really trying to pierce right through those clouds. But the road trip was filled with what I turned into comedy, but really to somebody else could have been a whole bunch of chaos. It's just every single thing that looked like a complication, for whatever reason, had struck me as so comic. I ended up laughing from Florida to New York just because I refused to not celebrate the gift of that day, the gift of coming to see family and being one. And I just started connecting to the gratitude. And yes, we all strive to do that. I know we do. I know that. I see so many bright souls in their heart wishing to hold on to the gratitude. But actually being able to release the appearance of chaos and really find the gratitude in those kind of chaotic moments, those distracting moments, it's not always easy. But isn't it time that we begin to look within for direction? Sometimes life just appears chaotic, and listen, unless you have greater news than I do, I'm of the opinion that it will always have the potential to appear chaotic. That doesn't mean that it's actually chaotic. It means that you have the ability to shift the energies that you're part of, the energies that you're working with. You have the ability to change your experience. So, I know I have a few people online because I was getting some questions and phone calls and messages that really haven't celebrated the winter solstice before and haven't been aligned with that before. So let me tell you this. The winter solstice is that moment. It really is the first day of winter. I mean, that's understood by many. It's the shortest day of the year, which also means that from this point forward, the light begins to gain power once again. The light begins to show itself each day, becomes a little brighter, each day becomes a little bit warmer. Each day the light begins to build outwardly. So let me ask you, in those moments of shadow or perhaps darkness, in those moments during the fall month, you know, because we have to go through the seasons, the cycles are so purposeful to the whole journey. We can't just have all light all the time. We wouldn't appreciate the warm months. I'm sorry, exactly. We wouldn't appreciate the warm months. So in those shadowed times, it's a bit, let's say this, we know that the light will return. We know that it's cold. We know the sun will come out tomorrow. We know the light will return in the springtime. We know the leaves will grow back again. The flowers will grow again. But we know that because we have it within our consciousness. It's very logical. We understand and we trust that it will all come together and the light will come out again. What happens if we fell into forgetfulness? What happens if we forgot that tomorrow the sun will come out again and that the flowers will bloom again? What if we forgot? Would that truth be any less true?
So let's expand this view, this microcosmic view of understanding that we're living in the cycles right now, and that this time of the year we've been through the shadows and we're beginning to build into the light. Can we not expand that out into a greater macrocosmic view where we understand for our soul, our soul's journey, this is very symbolic. If we have stepped into forgetfulness, that we have forgotten that we are one with God, with Source, with Universe, with all the love and the light that is, wouldn't it be like us being in the fall, almost forgetting that we're about to step into this moment of empowerment, this moment of enlightenment? This is what awakening is all about. It's not about having every single answer and being any sense of ideal in each moment. Be who you are. Be who you are and love who you are uniquely. Enlightenment is about being in the understanding that there is a light, a power, a truth, a beauty within you right now that is ever expanding, ever flowing, infinite in its potential. The more you believe in the light that you are and can be, the more that that light builds within you. You're the creator and you're the creation. You're the one directing universal source, that beautiful primal energy, pure, pristine primal energy. You're the one directing it into your life. I know I would love to say a little prayer for each of us, and I would love to bring through some messages, but I also, when I sat down here to really center my energy and focus, I poured through this beautiful message from Spirit, so I'll be sharing that with you right now. But I also like you to know that this show is very interactive. And I would love to hear from each of you. After I read this and I channel a little message and bring through a little meditative energy, I would love to welcome your calls. And that guest call-in number is 646-915-8288. And I should get to you in about 15 minutes or so. And anybody who calls through, you're welcome to share your opinion, comment, give any insights you wish to share. But I am also very open to giving each of you a message from Spirit, you know, to really celebrate this moment of initiation and light within yourself. Okay, so know that will all be happening in just a little bit. Right now, let me share this with you. The moment I sat down and lit some candles and took my first breath, I didn't even need to go deep. I'm so connected to the power of this day. This day has always been so important to me, my personal spirit, my unique spirit. My spirit comes alive on this day. Now I have such great remembrance of who I've been through not only this lifetime, but through the lifetimes as I've stepped into the light on the solstice. It's very important to me. It's very sacred. And so I sat down and I took my first breath, and I felt overwhelming waves of blessings and joy touching all of us, not just me, every one of us who is opening our hearts to step into the light and into the truth, into the power that is. And so I heard the words, the door is open, the time is here. Those who are ready to stand in light and truth are being offered opportunity after opportunity to stand in light and truth. Not because it is an easy path, but because it is the path you choose. And as trust in this joy-filled, blessing-filled world expands, so all opposition to this inherent truth will fade away. Custom-designed realities are what we speak of today, allowing all unique realities to coincide. Another's experience does not set the parameters and boundaries for your own. No interference or obstacles can be on your own faithful journey. You are the creator and you are the creation. You are the dreamer and you are the dream. Only you can decide that which supports your journey. Let me just sit with that for a moment, but let me point out a few things. There was such power in every word that I channeled through. It says, those who are ready to stand in light and truth are being offered opportunity after opportunity to stand in light and truth, not because it is an easy path, but because it is the path you choose. So I want you to know that you have been, with all of your prayers, all of your intentions, just what is flowing through your heart each day, you have been telling God and Universal Source what it is that you wish to experience each day. Do not believe that any opportunity that's placed in front of you can bring you less than you are worthy of. Less than you are worthy of. You are still the creator. So if life happens to you today or tomorrow or next Thursday, and you get a phone call and you hear something you sense, if you immediately react as if it is something that is, let's say, troublesome or difficult, you will create that experience. What if when you receive that information and your body begins to react as if it is troublesome or difficult, you come into remembrance that the universe is bringing you an opportunity to stand in light and truth? What if the power, that light bulb, that light source, I like that better, the light source within you goes on and you suddenly remember, wait a second, I have the ability to transform this experience into one of greater integrity or greater compassion, greater truth, greater healing, greater understanding. It's your choice, but you have the ability to transform it. And there was also greater meaning in that when they said opportunity after opportunity. What happens if life presents itself and you recognize, wow, I wish I had handled that a little bit differently? Please don't believe you just lost an experience or an opportunity for yourself. They will continue to offer you opportunity after opportunity until you are more comfortable with the more positive outcome. Everything about our awakening, our journey into light, is about becoming more comfortable with the greater light that we are, the greater truth, the greater potential that we are. So they are with us, they're supporting us, they are loving us so completely that we cannot make a wrong decision. What if you began to think about that decision that you made and realize that the only reason you'll be able to make a brighter or wiser or more compassionate decision next time is because you had this opportunity to see yourself in reflection? No moment, no experience, no choice is without purpose. All of it adds to the beauty that we are. Designed realities, and that it allows all unique realities to coincide. And what I understood as I received those words were custom designed realities. Each of us has the ability to create and experience a life that represents our own choices, frequencies, desires. Each of us has the ability to call into our world the experiences that benefit and bless us. And it can coincide with all other unique realities. So I say it like this in a way. Let's pretend that 50 of us all went to this beautiful holiday party. Let's say that. 50 of us all walked in together. We all stepped into this beautiful ballroom. We all went to this place where we were meeting and greeting and sharing experiences and dancing the night away. Do you know that all 50 of us would have different experiences? And those who felt stressed and felt as if they wouldn't be loved will create that experience for themselves in that ballroom. And those who feel like, wow, this is a great opportunity to meet people, to share myself, to just be in joy, will have that experience. Do you realize they will each be attracted to the other energies in that room and mirror the energies they align with? So all the grumps will find a way to unite and join their energies, and all the bright ones will find a way to unite and join their energies. And again, that example is still the microcosm for the macrocosm. What if you began to understand that you, if you woke up in the morning and felt positive about your experience in the world, okay, felt positive about your experience, what if you really began to understand and comprehend that that light within you, that frequency within you, is magnetizing that same exact matching energy to you to support your journey? What if you realize that you don't have to go out there and knock on doors and ask every soul you meet, are you kind, are you loving, are you compassionate, will you walk with me? We make our lives way too difficult sometimes. How each of you, whoever's listening right now, how you found me in this lifetime, I don't remember searching for any of you, and yet here you are walking with me and dancing with me, and I am in joy to feel your heart connecting to mine. And I'm so appreciative that we are open enough to this level of love that we can be this united, you know, circle here tonight. So know that you choosing to step into the light, is enough to begin attracting all the experiences and opportunities that will allow you to be more comfortable in that experience. We're coming into remembrance, dear ones, and if you are a light worker in this lifetime, if you are standing right here, right now, with love in your heart, really ask to envision peace, envisioning prosperity for all, envisioning co-creation, where we're all becoming this community, global community of brothers and sisters, really honoring each other for the uniqueness that they are, then this is not the first time you've done so. It's not. If you have the power to fight through the illusion and the fear and the doubt that exists on this earth plane at this lifetime in 2015 here, okay, then you are a wise one. You are a master. You are one who has walked through the ages. You have such wisdom within yourself. And on this day of light, on this day of initiation, I am asking you to remember that this path, this unique path into self-awareness, self-love, self-acceptance, is a path you've walked before. Be at peace within it and do not resist the blessings that can be. As you begin to trust in the light that flows through this great, big, beautiful expanse of beingness, you begin to bravely and beautifully, gracefully trust the light that exists within yourself. And just sit in that for a moment, because I'm going to remind you that all that's being shared here this evening is not about my words. It really is about the energy that flows. Each of you are hearing these words in the way that connects to your spirit, your heart. Each of you, even though my words have a form to them, each of you are hearing them in a way that connects to you. You're still making it unique for your journey. So feel the energy to allow this love to just flow, just envelop into your energy, around your spirit, around yourself, and allow it to flow within too. Allow it to flow so deeply into yourself that you begin to merge and to melt into this universal light, God, source, love, that is flowing to you now. Just be in that space where you begin to feel the unconditional acceptance for all you are, touching each part of your being. You see it flowing through as a river of light. This river of light is formed from these countless points of radiating, glistening, building light. I say building, I mean bouncing. They're growing, expanding in each moment. Points of light have their own frequency, their own sound, their own color, vibration. They're all harmonizing together and flowing to you to remind you of how connected you are to Source, to Light, to God. Allow this truth, this timeless truth, this is the same light that has always been, the same light that has created all. It's the same light that births all, heals all. So just trust and welcome in this light into every atom, molecule, cell, into your physical cell, into each organ, each limb, each part of your being, any energetic blocks, any points within your physical form that you would like to heal, any spaces within your emotional body. Just see this light touching it. Just see all energy being blessed and graced by this pristine light flickering through your body right now. Just flickering, effortlessly flowing, flowing, flowing. And imagine it flowing through. And if there's any resistance at any point of your being, in the physical or in the energetic field, just see this light spending a little extra time right there. Until the resistance is loved into transmutation, into transformation, into wholeness. Until you begin to see all this light just flowing, 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 flowing. And then you realize that this is the light of God. This is the light of truth. This is the light of love. And I can immediately sense, that same frequency, that same pure frequency that flows through Earth Mother now flows to meet you. And that same frequency, that same pure, pristine frequency that flows through all Earth Realm elementals, all the angelic realm, all universal source, all that is, I feel it flowing to us, to meet us, to greet us, to unite with us, to merge with us. So often in these visualizations, I feel my spirit going out to find myself, to expand into greater concepts. And in this moment here on this winter solstice of 2015, I feel that as we align our physical energies with the light of God, with the light of truth, we welcome all universal source into our being. We welcome in the joy, the blessings, the love, the peace. We welcome in the strength, compassion. We welcome in everything that we are looking for in our lives. We welcome it in. We are united with all potential, all potential. It lives within. And if you can really, really accept this gift of union with Source, union, then you become more playful about it. And then you can begin to imagine what can I do with this energy? What can I do with this power, with this potential? And with your heart space right now, with your heart space, really consider, what is it that I am looking to draw into my life? What is it that I wish to be a part of? You don't have to list names. You don't have to list places. You don't have to list physical attributes of any kind. All you have to do is hold a dream in your heart, this visualization in your heart of being at peace, of being in love, of being at one with others, of being connected to creation, to passion, to all that births itself through you. And that's it. As we speak about today being the doorway of initiation, right now, there is this radiant one. When I say radiant, I mean huge essence of love standing in front of me now. I can call him angelic, and that wouldn't be accurate. And I can call him an ancient one, and that wouldn't be the full truth. I feel that this essence of light standing in front of me now, 40 or 50 feet in height, on in my interpretation, this moment, radiating pure light into my being, is reminding us, all of us, that we are the gateway. You are always connected to Source. You are always connected to God, to universe. And if you allow yourself to be an open channel, then you allow yourself to be that that portal of light on this earth, that gateway of heaven on earth. The love of divine Source begins to flow through you, and you begin the gateway, the doorway, to bring through that truth into this experience. And the initiation that they speak of now is happening with each of you in your own ways on a soul level. I see this grand light not moving from where they are present in front of me, but also appearing in front of each of you, this grand light looking into your soul and asking you, are you ready to remember? Do you welcome in this gift of remembrance on today, on this day, December 21st, 2015? Do you accept this gift of remembrance? And if you are watching this, listening to this at any point in the future, then time, timeless. And you are in the now, and they are still looking into you and offering you this gift. They are welcoming you home, home, home. And as I see those of you who accept this gift of remembrance, I see your spirits, not your physical form, your spirits begin to rise from your physical form, expand in size freely, and then merge into this big, beautiful, bright essence that stands in front of me now. There is no separation that can be to believe that we are only physical and not part of God, of universal Source, is illusion. We are not separate from the love that flows, from the light that flows, from the beauty that is. If any part of you in any moment believes that you are having difficulty in your life, then please take a deep breath, breathe in the light of love, of God, of Source. Remind yourself of how connected and united you are with all potential, and then see the blessings, see the solutions, see harmony, love, abundance, prosperity, healing flowing into your life effortlessly. Difficulty, challenge, it's all our creation. Don't take that as judgment. As humanity, we have believed that we are separate, and we have fallen into insignificance. And today, on this great day, we step into power once again. I am you, and you are me. We are one united light, building itself in intensity with each breath, enveloping this earth here and now, enveloping each brother, each sister, each soul, incarnate and not. Just beaming brighter as we step into remembrance and transforming the paradigm, the potential, the realities that can be here and now. You are the answer. You are the key. Trust in yourself. Trust in the light. You are. And allow all to transform most brilliantly. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. I love you, beautiful brothers and sisters. We have quite a few people online, and what I'm going to encourage is I see a few people who have already, you know the drill, and you've pressed one, and I love you for it, and I'm going to get to you right now. And if anybody else wishes to speak to me, you're welcome to press one. We go till about, what time is it now? 8 o'clock. We go to about 8 o'clock, so we've got about 25 minutes, okay? And I want to get to you and support you in all ways, okay? So our first caller is 207. Are you ready?
Hi, Alania. This is Cindy.
Hi, beautiful. How I honor you.
Oh, that was totally beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm still a little bit buzzed. So I'm here with you. I promise I am. But I'm still united with Source too. When I saw each soul kind of expand out of just being the physical essence and into the one, it was so precious.
Yes.
How are you this beautiful solstice?
I am well. Extremely well. And I would love to have a message from you.
Good. I would love to give one. So, a source, light, the angelic realm, from all that is pure, I welcome in a beautiful. So here is, I sense that light that we were just speaking about going right to your soul. And I mean, just went right to your soul and says, we know who you are. And it says, shed. And he's, it's as if, let's say you just walked through the trees and you have these beautiful little leaves on you. Do you understand? And somebody came by and just lightly just patted them away. And they said, shed all these perceptions, all of these identities that no longer hold validity for you. And I say this that they just shed them because it's so light. It's not a part of you anymore. It's not even confining you or limiting you in any way. But there are still reminders or remnants of those shells that have, you know, broken away, of those veils that are still. And they just say, you know, just see this, just see this precious wind just come to you, blow through you, and release all that no longer serves. Because it's not even part of you. I think it's the appearance of it is still there so that others believe that you still are that person they had wanted you to be. And I just think you've outgrown that. So you, my dear, this year is about stepping into self acceptance. And it's not, it's in a greater level, because I know that you are very good at trusting yourself and loving yourself. This is on a greater level. Really, truly, fully knowing that who you are is enough, and there is no need for you to be any more than you are. And I mean, really, to get that truth and knowing down deep in your soul, that's your journey for 2016.
Oh, that's perfect, and that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm so glad.
I love the visual. I love the visual of the tree.
Yeah, and I could see, and you know, it's all these small leaves, all these leaves, different colors, and you can tell they've had their time. you know, when the leaves of autumn have fallen,
yes.
and they've all had their time. There's no life left within the trees. There's the reminder of life, the remembrance of it, but they're outgrown. So it's okay to let them fall so that they can be fed into universal source and transmute and come into life again.
Oh, that's perfect.
In time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for supporting and loving and calling.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. I love you, my sister.
Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, and next we have 323. Are you still there?
Hi, Lavia.
Hello, beautiful.
I love you.
I love you, too. You have to remind me
you
of who it is.
You bet.
Oh, hi, beautiful.
You just make it so easy to drop into that space, you know? You really do.
Oh, I'm glad. You know why? Because I'm just taking you along with me, truthfully.
I'm grateful. I'm going for the journey. But it
uh-huh.
actually has been a rough, I don't know, a rough few weeks.
Right.
So a few physical, like aches and pains, like in my knees, and a few interesting things that are making me slow down. I'm very quick. I move. I do a lot of things with my life, physically
right.
especially.
Right.
And there's like a catch-22. It's like I feel like I move forward, but I take steps back. And I'm
right.
like, and there's not things, like I need work. I need, you know, stuff. And if I want to
yeah.
be happy. So it's like I'm
right.
caught in between, you know, wanting to move forward, okay, but I can't right now. But it's like, but then I feel this creative excitement, and it's frustrating.
So let me say this, because as you're talking and I'm listening to every single word, and I'm also holding this prayer in my heart and the universe, you know, help me to bring some insight in. And I feel this source of power beneath you. And I say this beneath you because I need you to know that you are on fire when you're excited, when you're passionate, when you know where you're headed to, when, you know, when you're in your personal power, you're incredible. But they're showing me you need to know that you're not doing it alone. I feel sometimes that you're trying to control every aspect of everything you're creating, that you don't allow enough for the support to come through. And this isn't something that I think that you and I and many others are training ourselves to really accept the divine flow in. And, you know, really waking up and trusting that, you know, it's going to be. And what I'm sensing is that really your soul level journey this year, okay, and you can be triggered right now, but I think you've been working on this for a while and you get it. And again, it's going deeper. So I think it really is about knowing that you're not alone. You're not doing it alone. And I want to tell you this. It feels as if in your life you've been disappointed by some others. That's why you've learned to be real strong. And Spirit tells me strongly, like really adamantly, that incredible people are coming into your life. And for 2016, you are expanding your sense of self into greater community. And that can be on an intimate level, like, you know, close relationships, and it can be on a more of a community level, social level. But that's what it is. It's about, you know, because, I mean, you can't put out any more exertion than you do mentally, physically. That's not the answer. It really is almost taking a step back and seeing yourself merge with that greater, greater support system.
Okay,
but they're telling me don't question any of your dreams. Say it, hold it in power, and then trust yourself, and then think about what would make my heart happy today, because you've got to get your mind off of it. So, you know, do what you can to take care of your dreams, and then stop and say, okay, what would make my heart happy today? And then do something for yourself. And then, because as you let go and you do something for yourself, not only are you going to give it space to grow, but you're going to be able to receive the insight from Spirit to guide you in different directions for what it is that you're putting into motion. So connecting to your heart space, giving yourself permission to really be there and know it's the right place is what is supporting you right now.
I understand.
Does that make
completely.
Sense?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense. Good, good, good. So laugh and be joyful at you. You're worthy of it. And that will open the doors. I feel like, listen, you know, you're breaking down these old paradigms of what was, but truthfully, those struggles aren't you anymore. They're the past. I mean, I mean that. They're the past. And slowly you have to start believing that the beauty and the prosperity is flowing for you.
I completely agree with you. I agree.
Good. I'm glad. Oh, blessings, beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
You too, Stevie. Okay, so we have 443 next. How are you today? Beautiful.
Good. How are you?
Fabulous. Oh, my. Christy? Did I get that one right?
Kathy.
I'm sorry. Oh, Kathy. Okay, I'm trying to place all the names. I mean, it's the voices. Okay, so this is Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to cry during your session.
Oh, then you shouldn't just be in that energy. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I did. I had tears. I had tears going.
Oh, good. You know, if you were able to do that, it's because you felt that love flowing through you, and it's beyond anything we can describe to somebody. You have to be able to feel it to understand it. Mm-hmm.
And
that's beautiful.
I'm starting to feel it more and more now.
Good. Good. Would you like a little message from Spirit?
I would. I'm wondering about my spiritual journey for 2016.
Okay. So for Kathy, let me tell you, I just saw them throw open those doors. It's like, you know, I feel like for a bit now, you being, okay, I want this, and you want the expansion, you want the trust, you want the abundance, you want the joy, and then you're going to go, uh-oh, you know, what am I doing? How am I doing it? How's it going to happen? So you blast in and you tiptoe back, you blast in, and they're like, enough, you've done the dance, you're not questioning yourself anymore. You kind of have just let go of how it's going to happen, and you're welcoming it in. You've already placed yourself in a greater space of trust. So now, Spirit, your guides and guardians right now are telling me, let us do our work. We're working with you. Just keep on doing your thing. You're doing everything right, Kathy. Just keep on going and do not question yourself. Do not question yourself, because you, in this lifetime, 2016, you're really learning about how powerful or purposeful or effective, impactful you personally can be. I feel like sometimes you've questioned yourself and believed you could be more. And I feel like that's just old, you're tired, you're done with that, and you're really learning to trust that you are sharing so much of yourself every day with the people you meet, and that's enough.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Those doors. It's beautiful. But they're telling me, sincerely, Kathy, I need you to hear me, that this is not just because you're on the phone with me now. They're telling me you've been working really hard on yourself. So you need to congratulate yourself and really, you know, appreciate all the blessings that begin to flow, because you're the one inviting them in.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you for your support and your love. Many blessings.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye. Okay, and we have 917.
Hello, it's so nice to hear your voice. I haven't caught your show in over a year. This is Ellen.
Hello, Ellen. Thank you for joining us today. I'm glad you found me.
Yes, and I really enjoyed listening to the show. It makes me realize how much I missed you. You always bring such an uplifting message.
Well, I love to hear that, because as you notice, I haven't been consistently offering the show, and this is what I love. It's my passion, and just recently I thought, okay, this is it. I'm committing to this. We have to do this regularly now. So you will definitely see me more on Blog Talk. Thank you so
Great.
Much for encouraging me.
Thank you. I will continue to look for your show.
Good. Would you like a little message?
I would love one, please.
Perfect. It's a beautiful spirit for Ellen. So what I sense is that you've always been the nurturer, taking care of others, really giving of yourself beyond that which is necessary or expected. You've just been the nurturer, and your heart has always been into everything you've offered. And Spirit's really telling me that this year is about self-nurturing and about welcoming in those supportive energies from those around you. Just, I feel like a place of stillness. I don't know whether you are catching up from something big that you've just put in motion, or you're just, you've worked hard your whole life and you're coming to that place where you can be in that, it's almost like a vacation spirit where you get to put yourself first. But self-nurturing is huge for you. And I don't think you need to do that forever in a day. But right now, you need to give yourself permission to enjoy being nurtured and taking care of yourself and being silly and welcoming in supportive and inspiring people. Huge. Right there, what I just said, that was very big. It's okay to, you know, choose to be around the inspiring ones and love the ones that might, you know, drain you a little bit. Love them, but you don't have to dance every single dance with them.
Oh, yes, yes.
So does that make any sense?
Well, yes. It sounds very promising. It would be nice for next year to be a bit of a vacation.
Yes. So are you also going through a bit of a healing or self-nurturing yourself or putting the energy back into your body? Is that something that you've been focusing on?
Yes. In fact, I'm under the care of a Chinese doctor, you know, Chinese
Perfect.
Traditional medicine. And so
right.
There is a little bit of self-nurturing going on there. Changed my
Good.
Diet and so forth.
Perfect, because I'm going to tell you this, and I don't usually, when these little messages, it's hard to go deep enough, but I'm going to tell you, it feels as though you have given so much of yourself, like physically of yourself, your whole life, and now is the time to nurture and build up and re-energize yourself. I think you've learned how to balance your energy and not, you know, have to give more than you have to give anymore. I think, you know, you definitely are recognizing that it's okay to place yourself first. Okay, so that's a beautiful gift of self. Okay.
Great. Thank you. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, beautiful. I so honor you. Many blessings.
And a happy solstice. Okay.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So let's see what we've got going on here. 917. We are up to 336. We have three more calls, and we have about 10 minutes. It's the last caller. If officially we get caught off, I'm sorry, if we stop broadcasting at 8 p.m., I will still be able to take that last caller and you will still hear it in archives. So nobody will get caught off. I'll make sure to talk to each of you, okay? So 336, you are next. Hold on, let me press the button. 336, how are you?
Hey, Alanya, it's Tina.
Hi, Tina, how are you?
I'm fantastic, especially after listening to you. I wasn't so fantastic before.
Oh, my gosh. It's the solstice. Nobody's allowed to be any less than fabulous on the solstice.
Well, I wasn't too good earlier, but I'm better now. Hey, I don't need a reading or anything like that, or I really don't have anything to say except I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and tell you I love you so much.
Well, just feel my heart connecting to yours right now, Tina. Just feel my heart connecting because I love you. I so treasure your presence in my life. Thank you. Thank you for walking with me. You're such a light. And that's what I see right now. I just see your light bursting out like a firework burst out. Your light bursting out to be that beacon for others to know that light, that power, that joy is possible. It's possible. And they're going to begin drawing it into their own world. Just be yourself, not because you're of service to others, but because it's naturally benefiting them. Just be yourself and it's enough. That's enough. I know
you
didn't ask me for a message, but I saw that light bursting and I had to tell you.
I love you. You have travels and great holiday.
Oh, thank you, beautiful. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Ciao.
Mwah, mwah. Bye.
Bye. Okay. And we have 610. How are you this beautiful solstice?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Thank you. Wonderful. Oh,
I just have to tell you that Tracy and I both listened to your show tonight. And I just felt I felt like I was right there next to you. I was so connected.
Oh, thank you, Marianne. I know that I've been rushing around, but I know that your heart is united with mine. I know we're all on this great, big, beautiful journey of expanding our community and really stepping into integrity and truth. And I am so honored to walk with you. It's beautiful watching the expansion in you, too.
It's been a wonderful couple-week journey with my guides and guardians at night. It's just been very powerful, and I just
wanted to say thank you, and I love you. I love you. This is a powerful gateway to you. And Marianne will be journeying with me on the new year. We are hosting an incredible experience about stepping into our sacred sovereignty on January 1st next week, however it falls. January 1st. In my office space, healing space in Largo, Florida. If you'd like to know more about that, you're welcome to contact me. But I know that we're going to be stepping into that space, and it'll be amazing, Marianne. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a wonderful
Send
holiday
Tracy
with
my
your
love.
Family.
Okay,
yep, he loves you. He's, okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And so we have, you know, I have one more caller, 727, and I'm going to get to you in just a second. What I am going to say before we lose connection is that if anyone wishes to connect with me to comment, to share, or inquire about any of my services that I offer, and that is teaching circles and ceremonies and private sessions, Akashic readings, all that would support you on your journey, please visit my website, alaniastarhawk.com. That's A-L-A-N-I-A. And I would love to connect to you. I also noticed, and it's been difficult for me to channel and to communicate in the flash room this evening. I opened the in the chat room. I opened the chat room for everyone to communicate, and I missed this beautiful soul that has commented, Serena. And I thank you, Serena, for joining us. Please continue to walk. I would... Oh, you're on Skype, I think. Okay, so Serena, if you're still there, and afterwards I will connect with you in the chat room and I will bring through a short message if you're still there, okay? And we'll do it that way. And now I will connect with our 727 caller. How are you this evening?
Hello.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Joy. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you for being here, Joy.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad I could connect.
Uh-huh. And Joy will be with us in the new year, too. This is going to be one powerful experience.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. Can't wait.
Good, 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 good. Would you like a little message from your guides and guardians this evening?
Yes, I would. Please, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. For beautiful Joy, I welcome in the message that brings understand. I just see your light expanding out, and I don't see it in an explosion. I see it radiating through you. It's as if it. Let's imagine a lamp. You can envision any lamp you choose. Okay, but there is a lamp shade upon this lamp. And suddenly from within the lamp, okay, the source of light, the bulb, that source of light begins to grow in its power, and suddenly the light permeates through and shines through the lampshade so brightly that it just continues to grow and to grow and expand. And what they're showing me is that you have journeyed through all that has challenged you to stand in your truth, to remember who you are, to discover what's possible. You've been through your challenges, and this time, Joy, it is the perfect time to, this is what they say, to accept the possibilities, not just accept what can be, but really to dream about what is possible, like push the boundaries and welcome in that which really lifts your spirit, really the experience you choose. Because I feel like you're working magic, and you are stepping like the butterfly, I'm sorry, the caterpillar that comes out of the cocoon is no longer the same creature. You know, it has its own beauty, its own potential, its own power. I feel like you're stepping out of the cocoon, and you're a whole, you birthed yourself into this whole being that now has the privilege of discovering itself and its potential.
Wow.
So you are blossoming, expanding, and really it's coming from within. So they're not even showing me what will be, but they're showing me the joy of discovering the possibilities.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome, beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for walking. I wish you every blessing this solstice.
Oh, you too. Have a blessed solstice and a Merry Christmas and safe travels.
Thank you. Namaste.
Love you.
Okay, and we have quite a few more callers, but we are out of time, and I apologize if I wasn't able to get to everyone. When we have this kind of participation, I will lengthen the show next time. I honestly will. I'll lengthen the show to make sure that we include everybody. But for this evening, I'm going to honor that an hour was perfect, and I'm really going to hold that prayer in my heart right now, prayer in my heart that wraps around each of you with the light of love, reminding each of you that you are precious as you are, you're beautiful as you are, and that you are honored for the path you are on. I just breathe into you this prayer that says, live your life joyfully and passionately, for you are so worthy of creating and accepting being part of the world of your dreams. I wish you every blessing. Be the light. Be the light. Brings change, that brings joy. You are loved. Namaste.